Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It's Candace.
And Kayla.
And you're listening to...
Directionally Challenged.
I mean, we thought by our 30s we would know where we're going in life.
But surprise!
We don't.
So let's stop and ask for directions from today's guest, Bree Emery.
What does the word anxiety mean to you, Kayla?
That's a good question.
Let's just dive right in. No pressure.
I guess for me, anxiety means struggling to cope with something that others don't struggle with, or what does it mean to you?
I just was thinking about it because I feel like I understand the feeling of anxiety. I understand anxiousness. And then it led me to start Googling like actual anxiety disorder and what that means. Mm-hmm. And I feel like anxiety for me, my personal definition of it is emotional quicksand. Mm. It's like this imagery where I just keep sinking deeper and deeper and deeper into myself and I just can't
get out.
And then the idea of like struggling to get out of it sets me into a more of a panic and I'm just like scraping at sand that then makes me sink deeper into it.
That's such a visual. I think for me, I know that my anxiety usually is associated with social anxiety, anything social. So if I'm going to be out in the public eye where someone's going to judge me or has, maybe they won't judge me, but I think they will. And then when I spiral is when I think of all the things others are going to judge me about. And then it just continues to go down.
Yeah.
How about you?
Like your outfit choice?
Oh, I have a weird form of anxiety that Candace has brought to my attention, that if I don't, it takes me a while in my closet to figure out what I'd like to wear. And if I can't figure it out, I have anxiety that it's that I'm going to be too dressed up, too dressed down. It feels so shallow to say, but it's a real thing.
It's funny. It's the only time I really see you not have your shit together.
Yeah.
It's like,
you've seen me in a lot of different areas of my life.
I've seen you in a lot of different areas of your life. Highs, lows, personal, professional, like the whole thing. We've seen each other in those areas. This is the one area where I'm always just like, now I know what to do. But it's usually when we're going somewhere and it's an event or it's like a big party. Mm-hmm. And I'll come over to your place because I'll know like, okay, it's just easier and you're probably still getting ready. And Tanner will just like greet me at the door and be like, she's in the back. And I'm like, step aside. She's just like got like four outfits and she's like, which one is the green too much? Is this too fancy now? What purse do I do?
The problem is nothing's enough. And I think it just stems from me not feeling like I'm enough. It's not the outfit.
It's the emotional stuff underneath it. And that's what's so funny, because it's like you look wonderful and everything. It's not like you're back there being like, well, I've got my ripped jeans and I don't know how to dress for this occasion. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how to dress appropriately per the occasion. And it's always an emotional thing. But it's so interesting. That's usually the time that I've seen you. And I'm just like, we're just going there to have fun.
And the good news is I'm grateful to have you, because you will genuinely say, put this on, wear this. This is your purse. These are your shoes. And I'm like, okay, great. And I put it on and we leave.
It's true. And Tanner's like always like giving me a fist bump on the way out.
Yeah.
But I feel like we all do that for each other. I mean, thank goodness that we've found each other in these female friendships that we have, because just moving back to LA after being in Atlanta, you've been such like a North Star for me throughout all of this. And even just being able to talk through feelings of, wow, I went from having a very scheduled life and that kind of became my identity, was this job and a show, and it was the same thing every year. And now not having that, I had to look at that and say, okay, that's okay. And it really took talking to you to get me to that place.
I think even just you knowing that you had most of your identity in that show shows how much self-work you've already done being back.
Which I had to work to that point, because I really thought it was just me coming back to LA being like, oh my gosh, I'm the only one who doesn't know how to wake up in the morning and be super productive and happy and know my self-worth and know who I am and know what I'm contributing to the world. Like, everyone else knows how to do that. It's just me who is in my 30s and have not figured that out. But I am comforted by talking about it. I'm comforted by other people talking about it when they do share on social media. Even our guest today, Brie Emery, I was really comforted earlier this year when I was just feeling lost within my own self and feeling like I just wanted to be in my own shell, and seeing her open up on her social media about her anxiety. And
I read the other day that she was one of Forbes' top influencers last year. So for her to be one of the advocates for talking about it and being open about her anxiety and not just saying, oh, life is great, everything's perfect, I really commend her on it. I admire her so much.
Yeah. Well, we have an impressive lady on today who's going to normalize a lot of those feelings.
We just love her, and I'm sure you guys do too. Brie Emery is coming up right after the break.
We're so excited. Everyone, meet Brie Emery. Just, you know, that local LA graphic designer / art director / founder of Design Love Fest.
Oh my gosh, in sync.
Yeah. We worked on that.
We are friends and fans of Brie, and we've wanted her to come on the podcast for a while, and we are so happy that you are here.
My first podcast.
Oh, we are honored. My goodness. Well, I have a big question, because there's a place that you've been a huge part of for the past couple of years that deeply affects my personal life on a daily basis. What was it like seeing your company at Target for the first time? Because that's like the mothership to me. Like, it's like a beacon of light that draws me to it day after day.
That was definitely like one of those like monumental moments where you walk in and you're just like, this is not real.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of the coolest parts of my career. And I think that was like, what, 2 or 3 years ago when we came out with the plates. And I just remember just like standing there looking at them like over and over. Like,
so it wasn't until you actually saw it in person that it hit you.
No, not until you see it there is it normal. That's like, you're so just cool.
I mean, I felt cool by association, just buying the cups. I'd be like, oh, these coffee cups that I designed Love Fest. Yeah,
my friend bought some other cups that were accidentally stocked on my part. And she's like, I got your cups. I'm like, those aren't mine. She's like, shit.
And then you had luggage, correct? Yeah, and now you're doing...
We're doing luggage again this year, too, which I don't know. I don't think it's a secret, but it's pretty soon for holiday.
And that's you've been so killing it with the furniture.
Furniture, too. We're going all segments.
I know.
I mean, do you not feel like, what else can I do in my life that impresses anyone?
I don't know. My job is kind of just, like, all over the place. Like, I like to just, like, experiment and try what feels good and then either keep going with it or not. Like, that's what I think is probably the coolest part of the job, is that you just get to try new things as much as possible.
Yeah, constantly create with different products and putting your spin on it.
Like, it's so complicated. Like, sometimes, like, Uber drivers will be like, what do you do? And I'm like, dentist. I can't get into it. it's too random for, like,
I
to
always
understand.
Feel like so much of your stuff has so much inspiration behind it. What do you do when you feel like there's a lack of that? Or do you ever feel
that? Oh, yeah. I mean, I definitely go through, like, certain months where, you know, you're not motivated or you're just not finding anything new, and, you know, you're scrolling through the internet, everything starts to look the same. But I would say pretty much 98% of the time, if I just get in my car and go somewhere new, or get on a plane and go somewhere new, I'm gonna have new ideas and I'm gonna be inspired. It has to be somewhere new for me, and that could be down the street, you know. Like, I tend to kind of get to isolate myself because I'm like an introvert extrovert. So I like love being at home, but there's no ideas at home. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some, you know, but like I tend to just like hole in my couch and sit there and be like, why am I not having any ideas? And it's because I'm not going outside and like
living your life.
Yeah. And that's where I'm saying like it can be hard. Like this year I was like in a depression for like 2 months and I was just like, I didn't want to talk to anyone or go outside and be around anyone. And I was like, why is like work not coming to me? And why do I feel like, you know, everything's ending? And it's just like, it was right when I was like, every day you're going to go outside, you're going to get dressed and you're going to go outside. And then it's just like, things started like taking form, you know, like that was really a deep part of that question. Sorry.
No, what's interesting is that actually started when Kayla and I were discussing starting a podcast and thinking of other friends that we know who have just, in our minds, just uber successful, have all of their shit together. Your name is what was coming up because we're like just looking at your incredible lifestyle blog and all of the companies that you work with, and including obviously Target, seeing your products on a day-to-day basis. It was hard when you started posting on your own personal Instagram about the fact that you were suffering with depression and in talking about your anxiety and talking about your history with depression and anxiety.
Yeah.
It was a really incredible moment of just realization of like, one thing can appear so wonderful online, but then the reality can be so different. And it's like you really brought these two worlds together of like honesty, and also productivity. And so
a lot of times anxiety and those things can drive success. Well, you know, there's a lot of fear in being anxious, and I think it's really benefited me as well to have that fear. It doesn't always benefit me, but I think especially in my earlier years, like I just was so afraid to fail, and I was so afraid that I wasn't gonna be doing what I wanted to do. And so I was just like motivated by maybe not the best things, you know, but like it kind of worked as well, you know? So it's like finding the balance of like, when does that hinder you?
And you've been openly discussing anxiety and depression for a while, even just me going back through your blog and looking up older articles.
I mean, I started my blog in, I think, 2009, and it was truly just a journal at that point. There was no like Pinterest. It was just basically me posting like Mary Kate and Ashley photos, you know, or like just random like Nylon magazine vibe, like thinking I'm like so emo, you know. So I would like write these things and it would be like, I'm so anxious today. Like I've had anxiety my whole life since I was a child, you know. So like I've always been open to it. And then when people started kind of naturally reading it, they were drawn to those parts that were very vulnerable. And I don't think that I've like, I don't have a lot of boundaries when it comes to, and maybe I should have more, but when it comes to sharing anxiety, because it's just such a part of my daily life, you know, to where I'm like, there is no time anything exciting is going on that week where I'm not having anxiety as well.
Was there a specific moment that you decided to share that with followers, or has it always just been innately in you and you just needed to share that?
Well, I really try to strike the balance of like having privacy, but also sharing. And it's sometimes difficult to find that balance, but I feel like I'll sometimes get this feeling of like, I can help someone by saying this, you know, and I'll just write it right away. You know, I'll just write that post or write that Instagram. And I would say that's like maybe like once a month, or, you know, maybe once every 2 months, or kind of just when I feel like this is a good thing to share. This is like, I understand what's going on. I can write it clearly. I've thought about it, and I'll just write it. And people are always, you know, one of my most popular posts was like me talking about like gaining a bunch of weight and feeling really depressed and like what I did. Like, always the vulnerable stuff is going to be interesting to people, but I really try to not overplay that.
That's one thing I think you do so well, is actually being authentic in discussing it.
Well, you also give a lot of literature, a lot of books that you had read. Right. Like, when anytime I've seen your post, it's like, hey, these are the things that worked for me today.
Right.
Where I read all that and I see all that and I go, wow, like, that makes me feel better. That makes me be able to understand my anxious feelings and because I've never been diagnosed with like any sort of anxiety disorder or depression, but I definitely have had mood swings. I've had low times. Right. I'm gratefully and happily in therapy, and I know the things that I'm learning, the things that work for me.
Yeah.
And especially given the platform of being in entertainment and having been on a popular show and wanting to open up and be more vulnerable with young people about, hey, we can talk about mental health and we can talk about the lows and the highs. My problem is, before I would even go to post something like that, the idea of pushing send and sharing all of that with a bunch of people I don't know gives me so much anxiety.
Really?
As opposed to just sitting down and like telling everyone at dinner, like, oh my gosh, let me tell you about this day. And then I was crying. And then, you know, if I was just at a small environment, I'm totally fine with it. But even if it's just a small table of strangers, I mean, I just did a fan convention, and I feel like in those like little meet and greet rooms, I could be more vulnerable than the idea of telling things on social media.
But it's
media.
Just when it feels right, you know, like I don't have that fear of like when I hit send. Like, the only fear, I don't have the fear of being vulnerable. I have the fear of being taken wrong. Not being taken seriously. Maybe people think I'm being dramatic if they don't understand it. You know, like, I have all sorts of fears of how people will translate it, but I don't have the fear of like when I share it, knowing that like so many people are going to feel that same way. But I just, you know, I do question, I reread it. Like, is this going to be taken as dramatic or trying to get attention or, you know, like you get in your head about that kind of stuff. But that's why I just do it when I fully feel that feeling, like write it down and send it quick.
That's cool. You trust your gut.
Yeah, I really do. Cause sometimes I've written it out and I'm like, it doesn't feel right. Mm-hmm. You know, like maybe it just, something feels off. And I have always in my career and life gone so massively off my gut. And I just think that's what everyone should do, because it's telling you, you know, something strong.
That's so fantastic. I love that. Hey, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment.
Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's time to get more in 2024. I know for me, one of my goals is to feel really strong this year. And honestly, so far, so good. Because that's where 310 Nutrition comes in. It's helping me and our listeners in the new year with protein and super rich food products with so many options and flavors. Right now I have the chocolate bliss and caramel sundae, and they are both so delicious. I have to hide them from my husband so that he doesn't steal them too. They're a triplex protein blend, plant-based proteins that include pea, brown rice, and pumpkin that leave me feeling full. 310 Nutrition also has a hydrate electrolyte drink mix. My favorite is the peach mango flavor. So not only am I hydrating and drinking water, I have an electrolyte blend, vitamin blend, and it's sugar-free. With one stick of hydrate mix into 16 ounces of water, and it can provide the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Thank you. This way I can keep my resolution, keep feeling strong, have greater focus, feel refreshed, and maintain my hydration without having to drink as much. One of my favorite refreshing water enhancers they have is the lemonade flavor. It gives me energy. This one's also sugar-free. It's used with real lemons and it's pH balanced. And this also offers the same hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code CHALLENGED and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 for your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products that you know you'll use and will help you keep your resolution. So go to 310nutrition.com and use the code CHALLENGED right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310-nutrition.com and use code CHALLENGED. It's all the good stuff your body needs in flavors you crave. So be healthier effortlessly.
And we're back. When you are having an anxiety attack, yeah. Are you able to hear your gut at that point? Are you able to know and click into, okay, this is what I've done in the past that takes me out of this. These are the mantras or whatever works for you the breathing or getting outside.
Like, usually it means I need to eat something.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've just needed a freaking snack, you know,
even that is knowing yourself well enough to know that you need
learn
that.
Yourself and you go through that like checklist of like, am I starving? Am I triggered? Is something from my past coming up that doesn't belong here that I can, you know, I sound like a therapist, but that's because I'm in therapy.
True.
But you'd learn to understand what's happening to your body and your mind. And
I mostly get triggered into, I don't have a lot of panic attacks, but the times that I have, it's usually been in a fight and within a personal relationship.
Yeah.
And even though it has nothing to do with like a current relationship, it's realizing like, oh, these are from way past fights from years ago. And if I just hear one word or an inflection of something, it just like sends me back into like a past experience.
Yeah. Like, I mean, my therapist will say like, this is 90% like your translation is off.
Yeah.
Maybe it's 10% real, like what you're feeling about what that person said, but it's getting muddy based on you know, your old wounds.
Yeah.
You know, and we all have so many wounds from our past, like in whatever ways. And I feel like that for me, like mine goes back so far, like in my childhood, that, you know, my way of coping is control. And so when I'm out of control, I get nervous, I get panicked. Like I want to know, you know, what's happening, because that feels safe space for me. So I try to just find the control in whatever ways I can. Like you said, you set out the snacks and that makes you know what I mean? Like you just, your need to control something is just like managing your fear or whatever is going on.
Do you guys find in what we do as artists that we have such a lack of control that we then are forced to find control in other ways?
I think we like it too. It's like we crave it and we need it. It's just like such a push pull. I'm like,
because then when it does work out, it's the validation it's of like, yes, I've been chosen.
Yeah, we're like masochists or something. I don't know.
Kayla, did you, having a mom that's a therapist?
My mom is a therapist.
Yes. Oh, nice.
I know. I mean, my dream. That is my dream.
Is it?
It is, though. I know.
Here's the thing. She does a good job of putting her mom hat on and then putting her therapist hat on. Yeah. But there are times when you just can't help it because it's what you do.
Totally.
So there were many times in life where I benefited from it. And then many times in life where I just thought, you know, it might be nice to not be analyzed right now.
Totally.
But does she give you tools as you're growing up to, like, do you, because I feel like anytime you and I have talked about, we're both stressed kind of about similar things. Mm-hmm. The way you handle it is, seems like so what everything I'm trying to do to handle it that way.
Oh, wow.
Do you think the way that you already know, like, okay, yeah, I've just been off my morning pages or I've been off my meditation and you know what? I just need to like get out. I just need to exercise a little bit more. You know what? I really just need a night in alone.
But it kind of sounds like you're just really good at like maybe self-compassion.
Well, I think I also, you know,
because that's so huge.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
And that's maybe from the therapist mom.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
I have like what I like to call a toolbox with like a bunch of tools in it that I can pull out at any time. And self-compassion is one of the things that feeds that. I'll know, okay, you're right. Tonight I just need to write. I have to sit and write give me a piece of paper and a pen and I'll just sit and write until I feel better. Or I need to go out with my girlfriends and let loose. Give me a shot of tequila. It just depends on what it is.
Oh, it sounds like you're also patient with yourself. A lot of times you can get really frustrated if you're off and you don't know why.
Yeah.
But if you have self-compassion and if you have patience, like you're in a lot better spot, you know, because you can be like, I'm going to see how I feel tomorrow after I write.
Brie, if you ever don't feel inspired, you can just become a therapist. I would go to you.
I'm also in therapy once a week, so I might just be talking through Lauren right now.
Hey, Lauren, shout out.
Yeah. Shout out to Lauren.
I love that because I would just go like, great, now I'm going to sit down and write. Well, what if I don't have anything to write about? Great. Is this just wasting more time? Should I be doing something more productive?
Like, you go down the spiral.
I spiral out. Mm-hmm. And that leads me into my own like level of feeling anxious.
Right.
And it's really been since like just a huge career change of like the show came to an end and it was the first time in almost a decade where my life wasn't on a schedule.
I'm sure that was like many feelings.
It was so many feelings
and probably fear and too. Fear. It hasn't been that long.
It has not been that long.
And you get so used to just a routine, like you're saying, and then it all shifts like naturally, our lives will, but like I can't imagine the fear of like that kind of stability changing would really throw me off my rocker.
But what works for you then? Do you know what you can do in moments where you feel yourself spiraling?
I'm trying to get reconnected with exactly what you're saying, like going different places. I know I'm always rejuvenated by travel and reminding myself it doesn't have to be on an airplane, like going to the beach.
Joshua,
we live in California.
Joshua
Tree. Driving to a different restaurant that I'm not used to going to.
Or I just love, you said, Brie, just down the block.
Walk down the street, you know, down a different street.
Yeah. It's I've had to, especially like having a 2.5-year-old, she loves going to the park. Like it's even just letting go of some of the stressors of I have this level of productivity that I have to control because I don't feel like I'm in control.
Yeah.
And just saying like, no, actually I need to get inspired by just being inspired and exploring and, you know, feeling like a kid and going to the craft store and painting with my 2-year-old.
Yeah.
Like that's actually going to do more for my creativity than sitting there and like scrolling and like stressing out my brain and my soul and my skin and it all.
You can send yourself into like such a disaster zone. Yeah. And I feel like the biggest thing, like just because I can remember the depression this year, you know, I can get so like, I'm worthless. I can't pick myself up. I have this like lucky life and I'm not even caring about it. Like, how do I like take all this for granted? I just get mean as hell to myself, you know? And like, no, now the dishes are like this. And like, you did that and you couldn't, you know, you just get so mean.
So on days like that, when you feel that way, how do you then work? Because your work is so the opposite of that. It's bright and happy and it's inspiring and inspires so many people. Or do you? Do you just...
I do isolate myself, which is not always the best, but I have learned to compartmentalize the two because it's been in my life for so long that it can almost be like, as much as I like to keep it like my personality, I can sometimes just be happy, Brie, that day, and not in a way that feels fake. Like I can channel that in myself, you know, and it's like, and then still be this like person in a robe on a couch who can't like be nice to herself. But I feel like lately I've been better at like do something that you think that you wouldn't do. Like I saw, like I posted on stories that I had this crock pot, and you know, when you soak the crock pot, like really you just don't want to wash it. You know what I mean? So like it sits in there and you're soaking it. Yeah, and I'm like in my head, like I'm not going to clean that because I'm sad and I'm down and I'm like, what would happen if I just cleaned the crock pot and like just do it right now? Like totally unexpected, something that you would never do. And I felt like I had won some sort of huge marathon situation. Like I don't, you can't even win a marathon. You just run a marathon. But like I was feeling like on top of the world because I washed the crock pot because I just didn't think I was going to be able to. Yeah. And I pushed myself and it was unexpected. So lately I've been kind of trying to trick myself and do these like, what do you think you wouldn't do? You wouldn't wash your face before bed. What if you did?
You know? You're almost playing like double dare with yourself.
I play a lot of weird games with myself. So this is just the current one right now.
That's a good one, though. That's a perfect one. Yeah. I just, it's just, even I luckily, I found I was felt so confined by my closet and my room and moving from, because I moved from Atlanta, Georgia and Denver, Colorado. Mm-hmm. So I had two different closets and house selling and apartment selling and all the kid and toddlers and like combining my husband's house and my house. Yeah. It was a lot all at once. And I realized in this new venture of just trying to like find my peace and filling up my own gas tank. Mm-hmm. Like I even reached out to a friend, like our friend Amanda came over and helped me completely like took out everything in my closet.
She seems like she would be good at that.
She's very good at it. We knocked it out in like 4 hours, but it's important to have that like system around you. And that was something that helped me too, just being like, okay, I can be vulnerable and reach out to a friend and say, I'm feeling really overwhelmed by this. And I know you're good at it. And I know if you help me with this, I'm going to be in a better place emotionally.
Yeah. That right there is one of your tools then to reach out to a friend when you need them. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes I find when you're in that dark place, that's when it gets even harder
to
reach out.
And you get really guilty. In that space, you have like a lot of shame and a lot of guilt. And that holds you back from asking for help or doing what you need. And like, those friends like you. I did it today in the car. I was like, hey, I just got engaged and I've been on the phone for 60 hours. I normally would help plan this trip, but like, can you please help me? Like, I'm happy to help him. You know, like I just asked for what I need. She's like, I'm happy to do that. Yeah. You know,
so
like
ask for
your
help.
Friends want to help you, you know, and like you get so guilty and like feel bad all day. And you're like, really, you could have just been like, hey, I love you. Can you help me out? Mm-hmm. You know, and usually they want to.
That's great. That's a good tool.
Yeah.
I just watched 500 Days of Summer on the plane. And I know it is kind of that rom-com more of a movie, but I do still love the imagery when they're going throughout the whole story and they start to draw in black and white and then it slowly starts to turn into color again. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's always the best feeling when you're coming out of it, of just you start to see, you're like, oh my gosh, like the trees are green and it's a different color green.
I just took like a breath. I'm like,
you know that.
I mean,
because
I had that this year for sure. I mean, I went out of medicine and that was like, I got a coloring book, you know, like I was just like, I feel myself, like I feel like I can breathe, you know, and like, I know medicine's not for everyone, but it was for me, you know, and it like completely flip me over into a good space. I'm really grateful for it.
Yeah. Well, we're grateful that you were willing to be so vulnerable on your social media. It definitely, at a time when I was feeling overwhelmed, it really made me feel less overwhelmed and less, it took some of the weight off that I was putting on myself. And it inspired me because you were also, you had all these tools. Like, I love this. That's my new favorite word I just got from this talk. Like, this idea of like a toolbox. And we do all need tools. And is there anything you want to leave us with? Tools for Kayla and I or for our listeners, or something that you learned this year, or like a place that you went to, or a book that you read that made you think, or like even a store, like a memory of.
Well, in terms of anxiety, do you mean like tools for that?
Does cooking help you get through it?
Oh my God. It was just like changed my life, I think. I think really finding those things that make you happy, which, you know, we don't really figure that out till we're probably 30, that we're like, this definitely makes me feel happy in a good mood. You know, like having my house clean makes me feel good. So I'm going to do that in whatever ways I need to do that. And I'm in a really bad mood right now. And so I'm going to go cook some eggs because making food makes me happy and relaxes me. If I need to take medicine, okay. If I need to take a nap and not feel bad about it, like, okay. You know, like, I think just really learning yourself as much as possible is like, what makes me happy, and try to get there as much as possible, and then give yourself some leniency. You know, like, it's not a fun thing to have anxiety. Not everyone has it. And it's like, you know, it can be really like paralyzing. So just being kind to yourself during that, which I have not fully learned at all, but like lately I feel like I've been able to get more of the hang of it. And I think the hobbies like helped me so much. And just like proving yourself, like, I told you going outside would make you feel good. Now remember this. If you need to like record it and play it back, like, you know, that works. So just having those things that works. And if you need to make a list of what those things are and just like go down them, do it. You know, like, I think we all have our own personal list of what makes us feel good.
I like that. I want to make a toolbox list.
Let's do it.
We should do this today.
Yes, I love that.
We should share some of our faves.
Thank you, Bree. We love you. And we're so grateful you came to share with us.
What are your social handles for everyone?
Design Love Fest across the board.
Nice. Love it. And go to Target. Run to your nearest Target and buy anything Design Love Fest.
I think that's where I'm going right after this. Well, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me. This was not so hard.
See? See? Easy breezy. Yeah.
That's what they call me. Never.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thank you guys so much for listening to our episode with Bree Emery. In 2 weeks, we sit down with the Show Me Your Moo Moo girls, Cammy A. Bear Miller and Cologne Trude.
We have known these girls for years and years and years, and now we're lucky enough to know them as new moms. So we're going to talk all about what it means to own a business and be a brand new mom and juggling all of that in between. So 2 weeks from now, stay tuned.
Directionally Challenged is a production of Pineapple Productions.
Produced by Melissa D. Montz.
Edited by Diane King.
Post-production sound by Chris Henry. Music by Joe King.
And advertising partnership with Acast.